Caitlin Poliak is at the curb, looking between her baby's bedroom and the old house next door.
The nearest point there, it's like 5 feet between the houses.
Her daughter, Hazel, is 9 months old.
Give me my baby.
That old house was built in 1911. It's covered in lead paint, and it's about to be demolished. Houses are packed tight here on Sherman Street. Richmond Elementary is about 100 feet away from the demolition site.
I'm concerned when they come in and do a full demolition that it's just, you know, crushing everything and the dust can get everywhere.
Lead is toxic and can do permanent damage to young children's brains. Studies have shown lead dust from home demolitions can disperse several hundred feet, but there's little regulation meant to stop it. When a demolition is scheduled, Portland neighbors get a notice from the city with a long list of agencies to call with questions.
I've already called those agencies. None of those agencies actually regulate home demolitions.
Kelly Campbell lives around the corner from Poliak. She has a 7-year-old son. She's also the executive director for Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility. Campbell knew who to call, but she ran up against a loophole. Home remodeling and repainting triggers a federal rule that protects against lead dust. Demolitions don't.
I believe there is a real risk for escaping lead dust to come out of these demolition projects.
Perry Cabot is with Multnomah County's Lead Poisoning Prevention Program.
I feel a great deal of empathy for those living in neighborhoods where they are deeply concerned about health.
The city of Portland passed rules this year that require homes more than 100 years old to be deconstructed piece by piece to salvage materials and minimize pollution from lead and asbestos. It takes effect in October, so it doesn't apply to this house. And it covers only a fraction of all homes containing lead paint. This no-rules situation put a developer at odds with Southeast Portland neighbors. Mike Hubble of the Portland Development Group said neighbors wanted to tell him how to demolish his own property.
So we own the property. And just as we don't go telling the neighbor how to water their garden or how to paint their house or what they're doing.
Poliak, the mother next door, said the developers didn't initially take her concerns about lead dust seriously.
He said, well, maybe it'll be rainy and you'll get lucky it'll be rainy and it'll keep the dust down.
Neighbors kept at it. The relationship with the developers grew contentious. An email shows a representative from the Portland Development Group told their lead testing company they had, quote, crazy neighbors. Kelly Campbell's sewer line runs underneath the home due to be demolished. The developers needed to inspect it, but Campbell wouldn't let anyone in until they agreed in writing to dismantle the home rather than demolish it. The developer told Campbell if she didn't agree, she'd lose access to the sewer line. That means she'd have to pay for a new one.
You know, our options really were to let them in or to force the city to do an emergency sewer extension, and that would cost both us and our other neighbor money that we don't really have.
So she let them proceed with the inspection, and they agreed to keep the sewer line. Then another of Poliak's neighbors got involved, State Senator Diane Rosenbaum. She sent a letter asking the Portland Development Group to deconstruct the house piece by piece. Hubble's company declined to dismantle the house entirely, but it has said it will take steps to limit lead dust. Rosenbaum isn't satisfied.
It shouldn't matter what neighborhood the house is in or who lives next door. You know, we should have responsible companies that are being good stewards to the neighborhood.
The developers now say the house will be watered down and some parts will be taken apart piece by piece. The company is also putting up a fabric barrier to stop dust and particles.
I appreciate hearing specifics because that's what we've wanted, and I do appreciate some abatement measures that he's planning to take, but I keep seeing, you know, he's told this person this thing and this person this thing.
Poliak said she and her family will stay elsewhere during the demolition. Richmond Elementary plans to have indoor recess those days. I'm Tony Schick in Portland.